be seated. Reflect with me how significant moments, significant actions begin with a call. God always called his people to respond, sometimes a quiet whisper, sometimes a song, sometimes a direct command. Ways that you have heard God's call in your life, a moment of worship, a scripture that was read, a song that was heard, an opportunity that presented itself. A man shared with me once that was going to pick up something at the mall, entered a way that he does not usually enter one of the department stores. I never park on this side, I never enter through this side, but I did this day in a hurry and noticed that past these children's clothes, and they were marked down, very nice clothes. I'm getting the next set. And thinking, oh, if I only knew where I could donate it, I'd have bought that. But I don't. On with the item. And then later was in a meeting where the church was exploring opportunity to provide layette kits for the indigent mothers of that county. And having seen that, thought, that's it. We're called. And of course, the next thing you know, he's in charge of the project, as he told me. But I was just passionate. This is God's call. So it can happen in various ways and circumstances. We have seen that here in Luke's gospel. We've heard this call given to the shepherds. Before I focused more on the angels, now focusing on the shepherds. And they responded, not just hearing the lovely music and the great news, they went. They did. And today, we have new leaders who have heard the call and are responding to serve. These words of Isaiah, the response of the shepherd and the response of those gathered here today all come together in this moment. From Isaiah, we have that promise that the power comes from the Lord. We have been looking at various texts from the sermon songs. Got number 4 coming up next week. But this one to me fits in very well. Wait upon the Lord, and the Lord will give you the strength for what needs to be done. Christian leadership mirrors Christ's example, humility, sacrifice, and focus on serving others. One pastor said, it's not what you do, but what others do because of what you do that makes your impact. The shepherds heard the call in their ordinary lives. And as I've said before, and I'll say again today, we'll say again, I'm sure, in the future, that all these calls, even the most dramatic in Scripture, happen while people are doing what they know they need to be doing. Isaiah, the government official, there's a new king in town. He's going to pray about it. And it's while he's in the temple praying, because, you know, got a new boss, that the Lord spoke to him in a dramatic way. Paul, on the road to Damascus, determined to do what he thought was the right thing. Mary, we presume to be at the well, though probably some other, could have been another household task. The shepherds responded in faith and obedience, and they became effective witnesses. The leaders that we will ordain and install today have heard the call to serve, have responded with joy and faith, and are ready to go forward into the new year. It's been said on numerous occasions by numerous people that if you want to walk on water, you've got to get out of the boat. God has called you, our deacons elect and elders elect and trustee elect, to serve in various ways, not by your strength, but through the strength of the Lord. Like the servant, with humility and self-sacrifice. Like the shepherds, listening and responding. Being in leadership in this setting is not about position, but it's about purpose. There's no pursuit more fulfilling, no joy more complete, no hope more certain than following Jesus wherever he leads, says Beth Moore. This call is for everyone here. Jesus calls us to follow him with joy, purpose, and faith. Like the shepherds, when we encounter Christ and share his love with others. There are those of this particular season that are called to serve as installed officers. And some have been rotated off and have been given a season in the pasture. Some have just switched teams, so to speak, and kind of right back at it. And sometimes that happens. And for those of you here who are not currently serving, it is your call to support these individuals, to support the decisions made in the groups, to give your input along the way, and then to be in prayer for support for your team. Through the servant, we hear about humility and sacrifice. Through the shepherd, joyful, obedient faith. And all here are called to be disciples and to follow Christ. And a new group of elders and deacons are called to serve as a trustee in a particular way. A question to leave you to ponder, to reflect, is what is God calling you to do today? To serve, to lead, to step out. As the shepherd invites us, let us go and see this thing that the Lord has done. Thanks be to God. Amen.